More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, marriage madness. Are marital struggles driving you mad? Let us help you overcome the obstacles you face in building a more peaceful, joy-filled, loving relationship. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, marriage madness, as we talk about marital struggles that drive us all crazy. I mean, look, marriage is hard work, right? For everybody. Every couple faces challenges, big and small. That's the nature of the sacrament. It's all about healing. But healing doesn't come without there being some woundedness in the first place. And as we, as husbands and wives, try to have the marriages that God is calling us to have, we all gotta grow. And sometimes that's not as much fun as it sounds.
It doesn't sound fun at all. I mean, we all want that happily ever after without any of the work. But, you know, we're both people who are, as you said, Greg, wounded. We are all sinners. We are all struggling. We all have to face the big, bad, scary world every day, and we face it in different ways depending on who we are, what our background is, what our personality is. And sometimes that makes things difficult. Throw into that the fact that, you know, we're all trying to have marriages sort of at the speed of light these days, where everybody's working all the time and running the kids to all of the things. And where do you fit each other in? How do you really work on your marriage at all? And what do you do once all of those little birds have flown the nest and you're staring at each other, looking at each other, saying, well, now what? Who are you? We all have phases and stages to our marriage, and sometimes it's just wonderful, and other times it takes hard work that we're not quite sure what the tools are to use to do the work with.
Well, that's right, and that's what we're doing today on More to Life, helping you in your marriage to allow it to become everything you long for it to be and for God and what God is calling it to be. The fact is, every couple faces struggles as we learn what it means to love each other over the course of a lifetime together. And sometimes we struggle with communication, other simple things. Other times it can be particular disagreements or differences that get in the way. And sometimes the problems can be more serious, as couples might experience breakdowns in trust or even betrayals. But whatever you're experiencing in your marriage, let us help you overcome those big and small obstacles that stand between you and a more peaceful, loving, joyful, intimate married life. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's talk about all those different obstacles, big and small, that we all face in creating the marriage our hearts long for.
So whether you've been married for a minute, or you've been married for 1,000 years,
or it just feels like it,
or you're getting ready to get married as marriage season starts to creep up on us. I mean, you can get married any time of year,
season.
But there's particular times where it really creeps up on us. Wherever you're at in the idea of marriage and working it all out and making it great, making it the sacrament that it's supposed to be, the love that God wants for you, we're here to help you get those tools and work successfully to construct a beautiful, wonderful marriage today. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And for folks who aren't aware of what that is, Pope St. John Paul gave a series of reflections that shone a light on how creation, salvation history, the Gospels, provide a lens enabling us to discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships.
The theology of the body reminds us that marriage is a ministry.
Wait, what?
Most people acknowledge that having a strong, loving marriage is a good thing, at least on a human level. But we tend to discount the spiritual benefits that come from working on our relationship. In fact, many people think that working on our marriage is somehow selfish because it supposedly only benefits us. We often act like working on our marriage doesn't build the kingdom of God in the same way that, you know, being involved in a charity or doing pro-life work or volunteering at the parish or even singing in the church choir does. Nothing could be further from the truth. The theology of the body reminds us that building the kingdom of God is really about healing the damage that sin does to our relationships. The sacrament of marriage is about healing the intimate bonds that hold the world together. Without strong marriages, we can't have strong families. And if we don't have strong families, we can't have a healthy society or a godly church.
You know, the fact is, if you're married, working on your marriage is the most important ministry you can do. Now, you might say, well, how is that a ministry? Well, you know, let's think of ministry as any action that communicates God's love to another person. Well, if that doesn't describe Christian marriage, I don't know what does. You know, God wants husbands and wives to be his sign of his love to the other. You know, God cares deeply about how intimate and passionate and loving and respectful and prayerful your marriage is, because everything else in his plan depends on it. If loving couples aren't cooperating with God's grace every day to make their marriages stronger, it allows Satan to get in the cracks and blow everything apart. Not just that one couple's marriage, but really their family and all of society. The church teaches us that when we work on our marriage, we're doing ministry. And in particular, it's a ministry that allows each couple to bear witness to the love that Christ the bridegroom has for his bride, the church. By working to create stronger, more loving, intimate, prayerful marriages, we're working to save the world and build the kingdom of God. So, what's going on in your marriage today? Give us a call. 877-573-7825. Every couple has certain struggles that they face as they learn how to love each other over the course of a lifetime. And, you know, some of those struggles are normal. They're common. But that doesn't mean they're any less difficult to navigate. And if you're bumping into a wall or stumbling over your own feet as you try to figure out how to love your spouse or get the love you want from your spouse, let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825. Of course, if you're dealing with more serious relationship problems, we want to help you with those too. Again, the number 877-573-7825. Fact is, March, along with August, are the two biggest months for divorce filings, studies show. That has a lot to do with, March anyway, with getting through the holidays. Then, you know, saying, well, we'll see how it goes, and then it not going well, and then you make the appointment with the lawyer in January, you file your papers in February, and your spouse gets served in March. I'm laughing because it's so sad.
Well, so sad, and the fact that it's so cyclical, you know, that they can actually look at it and say, this is the why and this is the when. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, and August is the second biggest month because everybody wants to handle this before the kids go back to school, you know. But the point of bringing that up is that, you know, this is a time where if you're looking for a sign that says, hey, God wants to do something in your relationship, especially if you're in that difficult position, then let's talk it out and find some ways forward. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And again, you know, whether your issues are big or small, the fact is every couple face challenges as we learn to live the loving life that God calls us to live as husbands and wives. So let's talk about it. and find ways to make that struggle a little easier. 877-573-7825 as we talk about marriage and overcoming the obstacles that stand between us and the more peaceful, loving, joyful, intimate married life that we long for and that God's calling us to. Let's bring our concerns to the Lord, then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we bring all of our marriages to you, and we ask you to teach us to love each other the way you would have us love each other. Lord, every single one of us has a heart that is filled with love and a longing to be loved. But the fact is, we don't know how to love each other in ways that are actually loving. We don't know how to love each other, certainly in ways that you would have us love each other. And so now, Lord, we come to you and we ask you to teach us, to make us into the husbands and wives that reflect the heart of your love for each other. Let your love be kindled in our homes so that we can first experience the joy that comes from living in your love. And secondly, so that we can be a witness to all the world of the power of your grace to give us the relationships we all long for. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Marriage Madness, as we talk about the big and small marital challenges that we all face that drive us a little bit crazy. Marriage is hard work, you know, and every couple faces struggles as we learn what it means to love each other over the course of a lifetime together. And sometimes we struggle with little things like communication or differences of opinion, particular disagreements that are hard to navigate. Other times, more serious issues get in the way, like breakdowns in trust or other betrayals. But whatever you're experiencing in your marriage, we want to help you overcome the obstacles that stand between you and a more peaceful, loving, joyful, intimate married life. 877-573-7825. Again, that number 877-573-7825. We're talking about strengthening your marriage today on More to Life.
And I have to say, look at your whole week. You know, a lot of people would say, well, I struggled at this point of the week, but now I don't have to talk about it today because that part's over, whether it's the weekend, the full week, whatever it is. And we just are so glad that that particular argument, struggle, friction is just done and we can move on with the rest of our week. Now, if it keeps coming up, if this is something that is really an issue that is just a sticking point for the two of you, or things happen at a certain time of the week, address it now so that it doesn't happen again and you have the tools to make it not happen again. Because you know what? You and your spouse and any kids God has blessed you with deserve for you to have that peace and that love and that joy and that truth and that commitment that you're longing for. Give us a call on More to Life today, 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Let's talk now with our first caller of the day who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi there, listener. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Hi there. I'm just calling because I'm a cradle Catholic. I married a non-Catholic about 10 years ago. And when we were married in the Catholic Church. So he kind of knew what all was required of that as far as having a marriage that was open to life. And we've had four children, but after our fourth was born, he decided that natural family planning just wasn't going to work for him. And he decided to get a vasectomy against my wishes. And it does feel like a betrayal. It's not something we talk about a lot anymore. It's been about a year and a half, but it still weighs on me.
Yeah, I imagine it would. That's awful. I'm truly sorry. Let me just take this off of this topic for just a second, and let me ask you, in other parts of your marriage, where you feel passionately about something, and he doesn't see it the same way. Are you guys able to talk through that and come to a conclusion that pleases the both of you, or do you tend to have more of a dynamic where you either just sort of give in or kind of agree to disagree?
If it's something that I believe in strongly, I will basically not let it go. And, you know, this was definitely an issue where I was against it. But there was one day where, after some counsel from people who I viewed as very devout Catholics, were like, just do it. It's okay. You know, so-and-so did it. And I...
Just do what? I'm sorry, get the vasectomy, you mean?
Or
what?
I expressed that, yes. Oh. Yes. And I expressed that to him, and I think he took that as my blessing. And even though I backtracked on that and said, no, that was wrong. I don't believe that. I know, you know, these people have gone through with it, and I love them, but I don't think that's right for us. I don't think that's what God wants for us. And anyway, but yeah, in other realms, it does seem like kind of his way or the highway, even though I stand up, you know, for myself.
Okay, so you stand up for yourself, but he's very kind of strong, and he's not above doing other things behind your back too.
Yeah, he made a large purchase at one point that I was really not on board with.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked, and I don't need all the details, but the reason I'm asking that is because the dynamic that you're describing, I mean, right, so there's the specific offense of him getting the vasectomy without your knowledge or approval, and you know, just getting it at all.
Yeah, I mean, this is, and it, you know, there's no two ways around it. It's a grave sin, and so this is a very, very heavy weight for you to carry, and we will be talking about that, but it's not, I think what you're saying, Greg, is it's not uncharacteristic to him or the dynamic in the relationship that he would make such a
decision.
Well,
it speaks to a deeper problem with respect in the marriage, right? You know, because when you know, there are lots of Catholics who are married to non-Catholics, and, you know, that's never easy, but it's easier when you have this kind of dynamic of basic respect in the relationship where, you know, where I don't necessarily agree with this or see the things you see the same way, but I respect you as a good person with a good head on your shoulders, so I know there must be something to this, and I want to try to understand what it is. I don't want to just, you know, tolerate it or go along with it. I really want to try to understand the truth and goodness and beauty behind it, even though I'm personally struggling with that.
Exactly, and you've got that stated commitment to each other that when you struggle, you struggle together till you come to a mutual agreement, not one that's, you know, you've been rubbed raw by, but a mutual agreement where you respect each other enough to say, we will do X together.
And I'll say, you know, this is not in his defense per se, but I also get the sense that in general, the way you guys try to solve problems, that you don't really, either of you feel like you're really hearing each other out. You know, so, you know, you're saying that he... you know, knew that the marriage should be open to life. But I imagine, you know, after 4 kids in 10 years, he had some concerns, right? And I'm also guessing, based on what you're sharing here, that you guys didn't do a great job of discussing those concerns or him feeling validated in those concerns. So he felt like, I have to do something because, you know, we're not going to handle this together. So there's this deeper kind of rift in the whole relationship where you don't decide things together. You don't know how to work through things together. You don't know how to really listen to each other and respect each other and come to conclusions that are mutually satisfying. And then, you know, his default then is to go off and do the thing himself. You know, whenever he's tired of you saying no to him, he just goes and does the thing, as opposed to, you know, actually working with you. And so my point in sharing all of this is that, you know, yes, you're calling about the specific issue, but it's pointing to a deeper problem in the marriage that I really encourage you to seek counseling for. And even if you feel like he won't be willing to go, I would encourage you to seek individual marital therapy with a trained marriage therapist who knows how to do one person marital counseling, because you need to learn how to challenge this basic dynamic, because this is not just going to be the only time something like this happens. Now let's speak to the larger question of, you know, the vasectomy. You didn't have anything to do with it. This was not your will. You didn't encourage him to do it. Strictly speaking, you are allowed to engage in relations with him. The church doesn't require him to reverse it and doesn't hold you responsible for his decision. From a pastoral perspective, though, I would say to you that pending the healing of the marriage, that you are well within your rights to say, look, honey, I love you and I want to have relations with you, but I can't do it in the dynamic that we have in our relationship, where there's just a complete breakdown in trust, a complete breakdown in respect, a complete breakdown in our ability to solve problems together. And until we're able to work through this together, I don't feel that we can have a normal, healthy, sexually intimate relationship. Now, that's a big step to take, and I wouldn't want you to take it without good counseling advice, but that's why I'm really strongly encouraging counseling for the marriage. We talk about this more in Holy Sex, our book that you can get at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. We've got to go to break right now, but thank you so much for the call, and if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to learn more about that book or our Pastoral Solutions Institute's telecounseling practice at CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we have to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls at 877-573-7825. We'll also be joined by Jacob Flores Popchek. He'll be sharing some insights on how couples can communicate more effectively. Stick around.
Save the date. Saturday, August 26th is the day, and Birmingham, Alabama is the place for the 2023 EWTN Family Celebration. We're celebrating Mother Angelica's love for the Eucharist. And join us to mark the centennial year of Mother's birth. Make your plans now to attend this free event. More details coming soon at our Family Celebration webpage, EWTN.com/Family Celebration.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchek.
And I'm Lisa Popchek. Want a better family life this Lent? Join the Catholic Home 40 Days for Families Challenge.
Lent calls us to do more to share God's love with others, and there's no better place to start than in our families, our domestic churches.
Go to CatholicHOM.com and use the promo code AVE for 50% off the first month of your premium membership to Catholic Home. That's Catholic HOM. It stands for Catholic Households on Mission.
Your premium membership to Catholic Home gives you access to all the personalized expert support and creative resources you need to celebrate a more loving, faithful Catholic family life.
Download the premium version of the Catholic HOM app today. Take up the Catholic Home 40 Days for Families Challenge and discover how God wants to transform your family life this Lent for good. Learn more at CatholicHOM.com.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchek.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchek, and today on More to Life, Marriage Madness, as we talk about the challenges we all face in creating a more peaceful, joy-filled, and loving relationship. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popchek. He's a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He's an expert on practical applications of the theology of the body, an author and illustrator and co-host with Father Gabriel Toretta of the Arts and Faith podcast, Created Things. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about a tip that you would offer some of your clients for managing their needs and communication more effectively.
So everybody has needs that come up in the course of a relationship, and especially if they are needs that we feel insecure about having or stating, we can tend to be a little bit too intense in the way that we share them. Because what happens, right, is that I sort of don't share the need because I'm embarrassed about it or because I'm not sure how my partner's going to react, and I repress it for a little while until it builds up, and then I finally do something about it, and it comes out way too strong, and it puts my partner on the defensive. And one step that I always encourage people to take when sharing a need of any kind is to use subjective language rather than objective language. I'll tell you what I mean. whenever I hear a client stating a need with phrases like, you should do this, or you need to do more of that, right? Immediately, I inform them, hey, that's an accusation to your partner that they have no choice but to defend themselves on. Even if it's something small, like, you should unload the dishwasher right now, or you should talk to me about my feelings, or you should be more sexually intimate with me, right? That is an attack, and that's going to create, you know, a tension in that dialogue. So what I always encourage clients to say instead is something along the lines of, it would make me feel really loved if you would dot, dot, dot. I would feel really cared for if. It would mean a lot to me personally if. And then state the need. This is really uncomfortable for a lot of people because it requires that you sort of acknowledge that your need is not an objective one. My partner objectively should unload the dishwasher more often, but rather a subjective one based in your own personal, unique, and unrepeatable need. And it also requires that you be a little bit vulnerable about sharing that need. But it frees your partner up to feel like they're taking care of you by meeting your need instead of just doing it in order to avoid you attacking them and to stop them from having to defend themselves.
Yeah, it's a subtle difference, but it's a really important one because rather than attacking our spouse into a better marriage, we're inviting them to have a better relationship with us. Jake, I want to thank you for
taking care of us, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate your insights. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, they can go to CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's pastoral telecounseling practice, where they can get the support they need to lead a more godly and fulfilling marriage, family, or personal life. CatholicCounselors.com. But we're taking your calls right now about improving your marriage and overcoming the obstacles to a more joy-filled relationship. 877-573-7825. Back after this.
So many people get paralyzed when they're ignorant. And it's a tragedy because they don't ever fulfill what Christ intended for them. They have to be in motion. Look, even God's not going to steer a parked car. Look, today EWTN is the world's largest religious media apostolate. And I'll tell you, it's easy to forget how it came about. When an institution becomes such a regular part of our lives, we just get the impression that it was always this way. We kind of take it for granted because we don't really walk around with its history. The lesson for all of us here is when you're in the will of God, you don't have to know everything about what you're called to do. What you have to do is move. You have to take the step in front of you. And we see that in the life of Mother Angelica.
Cresta in the Afternoon with Al Cresta. 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I want to welcome you, if you're not familiar, with the wonderful world of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What will America become if it makes it impossible for the Holy Spirit to work here because of untruth and self-indulgence and paganism? This is not just a nice discussion of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because I'm going to discuss what happens when people make it impossible to be prudent, just, or honest, or brave, or courageous, or reverent. When people make that impossible, what a terrible thing they do not only to themselves, but to our society.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. The key to being effective at handling conflict is keeping a close eye on our own emotional temperature. On a scale of 1 to 10, you never want to allow yourself to get over a 7, especially when you're in disagreement with someone. How do you know when you're getting too hot? One of the first behavioral signs that we are approaching a 7 on our emotional temperature scale is that we start to speak and act too quickly for our brain to keep up. We start to trip over our words. We make silly, avoidable mistakes like knocking over a glass that we're reaching for. When our emotional temperature gets too high, we lose track of details, which makes it harder to solve problems and often makes us do and say things that make problems even worse. To lower your stress temperature, one deceptively simple technique is to deliberately slow down. Speak a little more slowly than you want to. Or instead of thinking of all the things you have to do next, focus your mind on what you're doing now. Consciously slowing down lets your thinking brain catch up with your feeling brain, which lets your whole brain work on resolving the conflict. To learn more, check out our book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today our show is titled Marriage Madness. Are marital challenges driving you mad? We're going to help you overcome those obstacles you face in building a more peaceful, joy-filled, loving relationship. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And, you know, every couple faces struggles as we learn what it means to love each other over the course of a lifetime together. Sometimes we might struggle with communication. Other times a particular disagreement might be causing us to not be able to see eye to eye. Perhaps differences of opinion, conflicting needs.
The way we raise our kids, which is always a kind of big one.
Sometimes the problems can be more serious as couples experience breakdowns in trust or try to heal from other serious betrayals. Whatever you're experiencing in your marriage, we want to help you overcome those obstacles that stand between you and a more peaceful, loving, joyful, intimate, godly married life. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. And again, most of the information that we're sharing here today are drawn from our books, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage. That's For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage. And How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. Two titles that are available at CatholicCounselors.com, as well as wherever books are sold. But while you're at CatholicCounselors.com, you can learn more about all the ways the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telecounseling practice and other services can support you in having a more joyful, loving, grace-filled marriage. Check it out at CatholicCounselors.com.
So anything that you're dealing with today when it comes to marriage, whether you're getting ready for it, whether you've been living in it and things aren't just as great as you want them to be, or you're really struggling and want to be able to reconcile with that person in some way, shape, or form, we are here for you today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Let's talk now with Karen.
Karen, who's listening in Delaware, welcome to More to Life. How can we support you today?
Hi. I've been married for... going to be 34 years, a wonderful marriage, wonderful, wonderful, for 30 years. Until then, it's going on 4 years, saw on my husband's Instagram, a lot of pictures, I guess, looking at younger girls, no breasts and stuff, but still, that just, like, devastated me, and I just feel like everything that we've had since then, like, it was just thrown out the window. I know I'm not dealing with this right, and I just want to get over it. It just killed me.
And, Karen, you've mentioned this to him? Have you had a conversation about it?
Absolutely.
And what was his response?
Very sorry. I just got carried away. I was going to definitely stop when the football season was over because of such a stress of the season. I'm like, really? But he's never done anything like this
before.
I'm sorry.
See, the stress of the season, you mean watching football? Or is he, like...
Is he a coach or something?
Had a son involved. apply in college.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, Karen. My son-in-law went to college on a football scholarship. His dad was at every game. He didn't need to do this. This is not how you deal with stress. I'm glad to hear that you're saying that what you saw didn't involve pornography, but you're right to be concerned.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are two things. I mean, there's the immediate problem of, you know, you need him to delete those accounts, unfollow those people, you know, all of that. But that doesn't solve the deeper concern, right? Which is that you don't feel secure in the relationship, and that you guys, I think to some degree, as many couples do, we're kind of taking each other for granted, you know? And so the other part of reconciling after this is really having an honest conversation with each other about what you'd need to feel like you were working on building a stronger connection. A more loving relationship, a more open relationship, where you could communicate your needs to each other more directly, where you could really see that you were putting the energy into loving each other the way you both need to be loved. I think that as painful as this is, it's an opportunity to go a little deeper in your relationship. Because, you know, every couple kind of goes on autopilot after a while. You know, we do the things we've always done. We assume, oh, things are fine. But we don't really come to each other and say, you know, I feel like I need more. We don't even necessarily know that we're allowed to ask for that. And I think this is an opportunity for both of you to sit down and talk about how you perhaps want more spiritual or emotional or physical or other kinds of intimacy from each other and what that would actually look like. You might start by going to a marriage encounter, for example, and doing a weekend where you're just really being honest with each other about what you need from each other moving forward. That might involve you reading a book like For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, or How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, or doing something more like maybe some counseling. But I think that, you know, so there's the immediate concern of you need to know that he's not looking at the pictures anymore and that he's not actively using this as a way of dealing with stress, quote unquote. And honestly, I mean, if he was, you know, I'm not saying it would excuse it if he was saying, you know, my workplace, you know, I was going to get fired or something, and I was that wouldn't excuse it, but it would at least make it more make sense other than the football season.
Yeah, no, if he was the coach of that college team and was about to lose his job because they were losing so much, you'd say, okay, this is still not a safe way to cope with this, but I understand how much pressure you're under. But this?
I mean, yeah. If this is the level of stress that it takes to get him to look at inappropriate things.
I don't want to see him under other stress.
A serious problem. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So, I mean, you know, so that, number one, that has to stop, okay? And you've said, you know, you've drawn that line. I would really make sure that to follow up on that and make sure that he's actually doing that. But the deeper concern here is that you guys aren't really working on your marriage as intensely as you have to. And in order to really let it go, quote unquote, and reconcile, you need to see him working harder on the relationship. And he needs to see you doing the same. And he might drag his feet on that. And if he drags his feet, then that lets you know that there's an even more serious issue there that might benefit from counseling. But I would you know, say the next step beyond just saying, I need you to stop looking at these things and unfollowing these people, is to say, you know, I need us to invest in our marriage. Right, I need you to put all the energy that you were putting into looking at those pictures into us. And let's talk about what that would mean. And there again, a marriage encounter, books like For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, or How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, or marital counseling, if necessary, can really help facilitate those conversations. But that's really what's required to let it go. It's not enough to just say, stop looking at that stuff. You need to see him reinvesting that energy into the marriage. And this is an opportunity, an invitation, really, I think, for the both of you to not just settle for what you've been settling for in your life together. Karen, thanks so much for the call. 877-573-7825. And, you know, I just want to say this. A lot of times, you know, when I'm talking with couples in counseling, they feel like somehow they're calling the sacrament into question because there are problems in the relationship, and that's really the wrong way to look at it. You know, marriage as a sacrament is all about healing, and so when things are going well, you know, yes, the grace of the sacrament is there and it's blessing you and it's allowing you to enjoy those blessings, but really, the point where you're having difficulties is the point where the sacrament is really kicking into gear. Because this, I mean, it's like, you know, why do you need medicine? You need medicine because you're sick, right? And when your symptoms flare up, you need to get that medicine. Well, that's what grace is. Grace is medicine to heal. And marriage is all about healing our ability to love each other the way God wants us to. None of us knows how to love each other in ways that are loving. I try to be loving to Lisa all the time and end up stepping on her toes or hurting her feelings in some way. And
vice versa. Because, you know, we can't read each other's minds. We're not God. We're not omniscient. And we're broken people.
And on top of that, I certainly don't know how to love you the way God wants me to. Right?
Yeah.
That's a lifelong journey.
Which
to figure
I have
that
to
out.
Say can be even different than I want you to love me. Right? You know, I might want you to let me be comfortable and stay in my little comfort zone and just be me. And God might be saying, no, Greg, she needs to grow. She needs to stretch. You need you to be able to come to her and really help her do that and support her.
And I have no idea how to do that in a way that she'll be receptive to, unless I'm going to God and working that out. But that said, you know, in a healthy Christian marriage, the fact that you're having problems and working through them, that's the sacrament. You know, other worldly couples run into problems and say, clearly we weren't meant to be together. They run into problems and say, well, I guess that's all there is to it. You know, they run into problems and they say, well, this sacrament that I thought we were in, I guess it wasn't really. No, it's the treatment. The sacrament is the treatment for all of those things. Lean into the grace.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a miracle that's going to take care of it all by itself. It's going to take a lot of hard work. But God is giving you the grace to do that work. Don't run away from it, and don't doubt the grace of your sacrament just because you're going through difficulties. God wants to walk with you and give you the grace and the help that you need to grow and heal. And don't do it on your own. You know, reach out for good programs like Marriage Encounter or Retrovi or good, faithful, pastoral, marital counseling at places like our agency, CatholicCounselors.com. Get the help that you need. Well, we're going to head out to break, but it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Hebrews 13, chapter 4.
Let marriage be held in honor among all.
Now, this is a short but important verse. I mean, let's look at our culture. Would you say that marriage is held in honor?
Not anymore.
Well, that's kind of on us, to be completely honest, because we've forgotten that marriage is a ministry. You know, the world should be able to look at us, Christian husbands and wives, Catholic husbands and wives, and say, look at those Catholics and see how they love one another. I want that. Why can they do that? Why do they have marriage? They struggle just like we do, but somehow they struggle differently. Somehow they're able to love each other through it. Somehow they're able to draw closer to each other because of it. Somehow their lives are getting better and their marriages are getting deeper. I want that. This is why marriage is a ministry. Because it's our job as Catholic couples, as Catholic husbands and wives, to do the work every day on our relationships that call the whole world to the love that can only come from being in relationship with Christ. And when we don't do that work, marriage is not held in honor. And we can complain about the culture all we want, but it's on us. How hard are we working on our marriages? How hard are we working to make our relationships deeper, more loving, more intimate, more joyful, more loving, more godly? The more we do that work, the more we do that ministry, the more marriage will be held in honor among all, as St. Paul writes in Hebrews 13, verse 4. 877-573-7825. We're talking about marriage madness today on More to Life. Are marital struggles driving you a little bit mad? Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us, you know, what are those difficulties that you're facing on the road to creating a more loving, connected, caring, Catholic married life? Maybe it's just differences in communication or particular disagreements you're having a hard time seeing eye to eye on. Conflicting needs you're not sure how to negotiate. Maybe you're dealing with a more serious situation, like a breakdown in trust, or trying to heal after a betrayal. Whatever you're experiencing in your marriage, let us help you overcome the obstacles that stand between you and a more loving, peaceful, joyful, intimate married life. 877-573-7825. We've got time to take your call. Give us a holler at 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue right after the break.
The most original and exclusive Catholic content is on EWTN Radio.
If one person's faith has been nourished by this program, it's worth it. And knowing that people of all different walks of life are listening, but also getting something out of it, that's the excitement I find in it.
EWTN Open Line Monday with Father John Trigilio. This afternoon, 3 Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Underwritten in part by this not-for-profit.
Are you looking for peace? Longing for joy? Want to meet the giver of all goodness? God is calling the laity to bring Ignatian prayer into a suffering world. Work for the new evangelization. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com. Order your free digital training and manual. Find true happiness and everlasting joy. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
And click on the red button today.
It's free. Approved by the USCCB.
When I was outside of the church, there was always an unsettled feeling. There was always a feeling of something missing and something not complete. The deal clincher is we found our way to our parish, and we met just an incredible pastor. We learned things that we'd never been taught. Wouldn't be the person that I am without the church and without the sacraments, particularly the Eucharist. I can't live without it.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Ave Maria Mutual Funds does not invest in companies engaged in abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, and those making corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Ave Maria Mutual Funds has a zero-tolerance policy that helps ensure investments align with moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds may be contacted at 1-866-AVE-MARIA or online at AveMariaFunds.com, a proud sponsor of Ave Maria Radio.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Marriage Madness, as we talk about those marital challenges that we all face that make it hard for us to have the loving, faithful, intimate marriage that we'd all like to have, that God's calling us to have. And whether the problems you're facing are big or small, let's work together to find solutions to help you have a more loving, caring, connected, Catholic married life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Tammy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Wisconsin.
Hi, Tammy. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you today?
Well, thank you. I'm hoping you can give me a little advice of what a next step would look like.
Okay.
My husband and I have been married for about 5 years, and we met basically on Facebook. We went to high school together but didn't really know each other. And then we started dating maybe 5 years after that. We dated for about 5 years, and then we've been married now for about 5 years. And the problem that I'm having is he was engaged when he was very young, and the girl cheated on him. He broke up with her, but she's been over the years trying to get back with him. She'd take him on a trip to Vegas. She'd take him out to dinner, invite him to go up north, etc. When she found out we were dating, she cried. She keeps in touch with him on Facebook, and he dropped all his other ex-girlfriends on Facebook, but he hangs on to her. And every year on her birthday, he's first thing in the morning to let her know he's thinking of her and wishing her a happy birthday. She makes little personal comments on his Facebook things about private things between the two of them.
Okay, so this is an inappropriate relationship and probably an emotional affair. So how can we help you out here? What have you tried to do so far, and what's been the result?
I've talked to him several times about how that bothers me and how I notice she's the one girlfriend he's still hanging on to on Facebook, and that it bothered me that he's jumping on her first thing for happy birthday and stuff. And he said, well, okay, here's what he'll do. He'll stop doing that for her birthday, and he'll stop commenting back little sweet little comments on his Facebook page when she does it. But she's still stalking him, and I kind of like him just to unfriend her, but he doesn't want to do that.
Why? What does he say?
He says it'll hurt her feelings.
Well, he needs to get over that. And he, you know, and I think this is a hill worth dying on, Tammy. I think that it's important for you to say, look, this relationship hasn't been healthy for either of you for a long time, and the fact that you're hanging on like this is stopping her from finding the love that God has for her. You're leading her on, and you're being, you know, you're being unfaithful to me and unkind to her. And he might bristle when
you say you're being unfaithful to me. He's like, no, I'm not. Unfaithfulness isn't only physical cheating. It's when part of your heart is reserved for the person from the person you're married to. If you say to him, this is important to me, so important that I need you to do this, and he says no, he's withholding part of himself from you. And that's not okay in a marriage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every couple kind of handles this differently. You know, so for example, you know, there are people that Lisa and I have both dated who, you know, we still have contact with, but we've talked about that with each other.
Oh,
we're completely open with each other about those contacts. We don't share anything with those people that we haven't shared with each other, like, not just first, but like, you know, I mean,
all the time. And if either one of us ever felt uncomfortable about it, those other friendships would just go away immediately.
You know, Lisa told me, hey, I need you to stop talking to so-and-so on Facebook.
And vice versa.
Sure, fine. Okay,
gone.
I'm sorry. And that would be it, you know. So you have every right to say this to your husband and for him to respond to it positively. And his unwillingness to do so is an emotional infidelity. Especially with this relationship that's gone on for so long, where you know that she's trying to get him back, that you know that she's put her whole life on hold for this guy, for your husband. He's being unfaithful to you and deeply unkind to her, and it's selfish of him because he feels good. It builds his ego up. He gets to have his cake and eat it too.
Especially
so to speak.
Since she had cheated on him. It's making him feel better after being cheated on by somebody that she's after him.
So,
it gives him that hit of like, oh, well, see, she learned her lesson. And that's not
sorry,
okay.
I didn't mean to step on you.
Not
but,
at
but
all.
Yeah, I agree with everything Lisa was just saying. And so I want you to set that line firmer. I want you to say what we're saying about how selfish this is and how unfaithful he's being to you and unkind he's being to her. If you'd like to download the podcast after and listen to it together, I think that would be – I'd be happy to deliver that message for you.
Yeah, actually, I think it's a great idea because if you just come to him with this, he's going to think you're whining or oversensitive. But if he hears it from us – he's going to take it a whole different way, or at least I hope you will, Tammy's husband, who may be listening to this podcast in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you're a bad guy, but even good guys do bad things sometimes, and this is a bad thing. Not just for you. It's bad for you. It's bad for your marriage. It's bad for this other woman. The last thing I'll say to you, Tammy, is if after laying this all out or even playing the podcast and discussing it together, he's unwilling to draw that line with her, it's time to seek some marital counseling because this isn't going to get any better. You know, it's just inappropriate. And I don't know whether this is just one area of your relationship where he's not willing to, you know, what's called accept influence, to really kind of hear what you're trying to say and do what you're asking him to do, even though he doesn't see it the same way, or if this affects other parts of your relationship. But I would be very surprised if it didn't affect other parts of your relationship, too. And if he's not willing to address this very serious, frankly, offense against your marriage, then you're going to need to seek some marital counseling for that. Thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry that you're going through this, but I hope that these words will encourage you to take those next steps to make your relationship what it's meant to be.
What you all deserve it to be, especially you and your husband. And I think it's very important to say this can be fixed.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely can be fixed with the right influence, with the right, you know, laying down the law, with the right counseling if necessary. But right now it's just sort of a pattern that's developed and nobody's truly addressing it in an effective way.
One last quick point, Tammy. It's not going to be enough for him to stop this online relationship with this other woman. You guys are going to have to do what I was talking about with the previous caller, which is talk about what it would mean for you guys to go deeper, to work harder on your relationship. Because reconciling after something like this means you need to see the effort. You need to see him putting the effort into making the relationship stronger, deeper, healthier, holier. You know, you and I want you to talk more about what that would mean too. So yes, there's the immediate concern of him cutting off this relationship with this woman. But the longer term fix is you need to see both of you committing more energy to the marriage than you have in the past. And we do talk more about this in both For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, and in How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. Both of those titles, as well as many others for marriage building, are available at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can also learn about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's Catholic telecounseling practice and work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Check it out, CatholicCounselors.com. Well, that's all the time we've got for today's program. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your stories with us and allowing us to walk with you on this part of your journey. Don't forget to get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because you know what? With God's grace, there really is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.